Ba be ba boo.
Yeah, 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 baby. Yeah, shake it. Do it. Ooh, okay.
Ooh, what you be dancing? Yeah. What you be dancing? Yeah. Right on to the door.
Right. Mr. Dunbar. Alexa.
Hello.
Stop.
And welcome to the Rice and Peas Podcast. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Lawrence.
Yeah, you Lawrence, boy.
Yeah, they call me L to the E to the A to the B to the C to
L to the E to the L E A B C. Liabica. They call you Liabica.
They do. You'll be. Wow.
Woo! Drinking wine, baby.
Drinking wine. And.
That's not the song. Finish it, though. I'm intrigued to see where that was going.
And whiskey. Anderson and
don't say Anderson and Nanny and expect me to know what those lyrics mean.
You're a wise one, Mr. Grinch.
I've been known to be wise in my time.
You've never been wise until that one
that's
time when you were
horrible.
Ready.
Why would you say that? I've never been wise.
That's a joke. That is just a joke. That is what we do here. We go back
to you. That's
no,
so
that's
mean.
A joke, though.
I would never say that
no,
to
but
you.
No, but I know you're pretty wise.
Anyway, it didn't come home, did it, Lawrence?
It didn't?
It didn't come home. Huh?
What are you talking about?
Ma!
Where's the ball, Ma?
It didn't come home, Ma! No, it didn't, though, did it? Unfortunately, my friend, England.
It did not.
It did not. Racism did, though. Racism came
home.
That's
always been home.
Yeah, that was definitely... that was in England. There was no trophy, but racism. We won that. We damn sure won that. Yeah, English and pride. Am I right? Of course I'm right. Yeah, it didn't come home.
It did not.
But one hell of a tournament, Lawrence.
Oh, one hell of a successful journey that was, if you ask me. Yeah, we did well. We did really well. Looking forward to the World Cup.
I know. In Qatar, the next World
Which
Cup
sounds
is
a lot
in
like
December.
Guitar, if you think about it.
It does.
It's almost identical.
It's very close. Qatar. Why are you supposed to say it? Qatar. So like you're supposed to say it with a, like it begins with a K. Because you can't really say, it begins with a Q, but you can't really say Q in a word.
No.
Qatar, isn't it? Qatar, it's Qatar. It's Qatar.
Yeah.
You can't say Q-tar. You have to say Qatar.
Woo.
Woo. Me and Lawrence.
What are we talking about?
Might still be drunk from last night.
That's not true.
It is true. It is true. As well as other substances. Yeah. This is a family show. No, it's not. It's really not. No, but yeah. A World Cup in December. So imagine, Loz, you're getting all your Christmas shopping done, etc. But you got to rush home because England are on playing. It's going to be in December next year.
That is ridiculous.
It's going to be bizarre. But again, also something I'm glad that we're going to be a part of, you know? It's again one for the history books. World Cup in Qatar, right? It's cold.
In Christmas.
Santa.
World Cup at
That's
Christmas.
That's a bit
that
bizarre,
is going to be weird, yeah.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Fun, though.
Yeah.
It should be quite festive, innit? It should be cool, like a different sort of experience.
So when would the actual final be?
Like the final would be, yeah, I assume it starts like back end of November and ends before Christmas, I assume. It's about 4 weeks long, isn't it? So, yeah, man. Wow. That is going to be some experience. Be even better if, obviously, England do do well in it and go far. But
coming home for Christmas.
Coming home for Christmas.
Coming home for Christmas.
Riding home for Christmas. Yeah. Who sings that?
Oh, that'll be a champ, won't it?
How much of a tune is that?
Chris Reeves.
What tune is that? How's it go?
Yeah. Riding home for Christmas, yeah.
Woo!
I can't wait to see those faces. Oh, I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah.
Santa Claus is on the way.
And I'm moving down that line. I think this is one of my favourite Christmas songs.
Cookies and carrots. What? No, what?
I think that is my favourite Christmas song.
How much of a tune is it, though?
Yeah, I think smooth, I said that in the last Christmas podcast, actually. Yeah,
lost. Did you really?
I sing for you.
Yeah. We didn't do that, though, did we? We didn't really have it. We didn't have, like, a Christmas
rating.
No, of, like, songs and stuff.
We went for a few, sure. I think, but...
Yeah, I don't feel like... I feel like we need to compose, like, a whole, you know, a list. Yeah? That'd be good.
That'd be good. On the list.
Yeah, but... bro, you got to think as well by then. We're talking about, what, 2022, so... A lot's going to happen. A lot's going to happen, bro. We're talking... That's a year and a half. It's a year and a half away the next World Cup is. Like, a lot's going to happen. You think about what's happened in the last year and a half, mate. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's a long way away.
It is a long way away. So
close, so close, but yet so far. No.
We're going to have to talk about it, Lawrence, because it's the first time in 17 months. No, less than that. Yeah, about 15, 16 months that I'm going to be able to say this. The world's opening back up tomorrow. What are your expectations going forward? What do you think? Obviously, there's a sense of relief, but do you think how long we're going to be open for? What are people going to be like? Are you anxious about going out? What are your feelings on it? It's very monumental, isn't it, when you think about it?
It is, and I think I am a little bit... so a little bit, like, not anxious,
yeah,
but conscious about where I'm going to be.
Yeah. Because what, like, do you mean, in what sense?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be selective anyway in general about where I'm going in the next few months, just because, you know, there's going to be that trouble that we've talked about before. Oh, yeah, in certain places that we know
100%
where it's going to be. So I'm going to naturally going to try to avoid those places. But yeah, I'm not worried about it.
You're not worried?
No.
You feel as though because the length of the, like, the amount of time that's gone by, it's just sort of like a, you know, fucking hell, let's get on with it. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. It's just like, let's just do it and see what comes of it. Just hopefully it just doesn't go back up as a result. That's all I'm worried about.
You know what's crazy though, bro, is I can't believe it's been 16 to 17 months since we've seen a club packed out. You know what I mean? I think part of that will make me a little bit emotional, man. Seeing people like hugging, dancing, no masks. Do you know what I mean? Like, bro, because you think, like,
so from tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks?
No.
Anyway?
Nope. I think we don't have to wear masks. I think masks are optional, and we don't have to do the track and trace, from what I've been told or what I've read. I'm sure that's what it is.
Do you still feel like it seems a bit soon?
No.
No.
No. I feel like it isn't going anywhere, and this isn't going to be the last illness. This isn't going to be the last spread. This isn't going to be the last virus. We live in a world where there's, you know, there's new viruses, bro, that can fucking get you every single day. You know, and people acting like COVID's the first ever virus to cause issue, to cause divide, to wipe people out. And I'm not saying that in terms of, like, as a disrespect to people that have lost their lives, but there's, who's to say that there's not going to be a new virus tomorrow that wipes us out, bro?
Yeah.
I have no control over that. None. Zero. If I wake up tomorrow and I get ill and I die, that's shit luck for me. Do you know what I mean? Even me now, bro, I don't know if my body's even got any underlying health issues. I feel like people, bro, with COVID have sort of, like, they've treated life as if, like, you're guaranteed. People have acted like, what? There's a virus going on. What? I can get ill and die. That's always been the case. Mm. You can get ill and die at any point in your life. Mm. I know it's morbid, but that's the reality of life. You're not guaranteed anyway. You're not guaranteed the next 5 minutes. Mm. You know? Never mind the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, bro. That's not life. That's not the way I see life to me. Every single day, whether you want to admit it or not, is a blessing. It's not guaranteed. You know? It's such a cliche fucking line that gets knocked about, but you aren't guaranteed tomorrow. You're not. It doesn't belong to you yet. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So when people act like, oh, like, you know, getting ill is a new thing and, you know, there's never been anything to harm us humans. Just look back at fucking history. Mm. And this isn't even the worst.
No.
The fucking plagues and all sorts. Yeah. The Spanish flu. Like, look back on history. Mm. Like, we're not the strongest of species. Like, you know? Mm. It's very easy to fucking knock us out and wipe us out and put us in harm. Like it's always been. So, yeah, for me, mate, it should have happened ages ago. And another cliche line that's been knocked about over the past sort of year and a half is we have to learn to live with it, and it couldn't be more true. What do you know what I mean? Mm. It's going to keep being what, lockdowns and then open up, lockdowns and then open up, lockdowns and then open up, then tears, and then you're opening up certain parts. I mean, the most ridiculous stage we ever went through, mate, is where we had London in like tier two and like Burton in tier three. And you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that was like, that was the point where I was at like, this government, like London was in tier two.
Yeah, London, people were out.
Clubs were open in terms of like, you could go and out and have a drink. I mean, and a little towns like Burton were in tier three and they were too dangerous to open. But London, one of the busiest places in the world, was open. And it was just like, I remember like Manchester being closed and then like Liverpool was open and it was just a bizarre. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like you would literally be waiting for the news to see like what areas were like.
I remember I was in London.
Oh, so bad.
Remember I was filming that thing in London?
Yeah.
I was in London while it was in tier two, and I was like, "This is." I was like in the underground, and people were just like everywhere.
Mm.
So most of them not wearing masks, tier two, and then I come back to Burton as quiet as anything, and we're like completely locked down.
I know, little fucking countryside, too dangerous to open up. And this is what I mean, mate. I think there's a lot of stuff the government have done. They've just completely lost respect. I get people still follow guidelines, etc., etc., mostly just out of fear, and they feel like they need something to follow and they don't want to do their own independent research. But some of the things over the past year and a half, mate, have just been absolutely ridiculous. They've been ridiculous. Like, I don't think people understand when something's airborne, you're going to get it. It's no different to anything else. You're going to catch it. It's no difference. It's no difference to your kids going into school, mixing with other kids, bloody licking each other, eating dirt, coming home, getting poorly and passing it on to you. And then you go work and pass it on to others. And then they go back home and it's like anything else, mate, you know? It's the luck of the draw. Do you know what I mean? It's the luck of the draw. But the majority of people now, as you know, mate, there's been a massive outbreak in Burton over the past couple of weeks where a lot of people have come down with it and they're putting it down to COVID. And I actually had a conversation with someone yesterday, mate, and I said, well, okay, you said you've been feeling off or you've been, you know, you've had a sore throat and you felt really tired and knackered. And they were like, yeah, like, you know, I feel like I've got COVID. And I turned around to him and I said, look, for the last 4 weeks, you've been out drinking non-stop. Sleep pattern's been all over the place. Your alcohol consumption's been insane. And you've been shouting. And you're telling me your symptoms are you've got a sore throat, you feel sleep deprived, and your body's in bits. Regardless of whether COVID was a thing, do you not think you'd feel similar to that?
Yeah.
Just from your activities over the past month. And this is what's annoying me, mate. People are acting like you can't get anything else.
Like health isn't a thing.
Yeah, you can't get flu, you can't get cold, you can't get a cough, you can't get tonsillitis anymore, you can't get migraines. All of that stuff's out. Mm. If you've got any symptom at all, mate, it's COVID. And that's where I'm trying to I'm trying to reason with people and say, look, it's still very possible for you to get ill without it being COVID.
Yeah.
Other illnesses haven't disappeared, mate. No. You know? Getting a sore throat. People are like, oh, I'm getting a sore throat. I've lost my voice. Yeah? So that's never happened to you before. There's still so many things, mate, you can get. And I need people to really understand that if you're not looking after your body, if you're not getting the appropriate amount of sleep, if you're not drinking enough water, if you are consuming too much alcohol, too much shitty foods.
You can get anything.
You can get anything and you're not going to feel great. You're not going to wake up feeling like a fucking bouquet of fucking roses, mate, you know? You're going to wake up feeling rough. You're going to wake up thinking, Jesus Christ, I'm ill. Because you've not been looking after your body. And it's something, bro, that Joe Rogan says a lot, doesn't he? He says, you know, people are being encouraged to go out and take a vaccine and whatever, but no one's being encouraged to bloody look at the diet.
No.
To take vitamins. To go to the gym. You know? No one's being... How often you turn on the news and they're talking about diets and looking after yourself and... Just a basic thing that everyone knows. If you look after yourself, your body's going to feel better.
I think the biggest sort of popular healthcare thing that happened throughout the whole of this past, 16 months, has been that fucking guy on, what was it, ITV This Morning, or like Good Morning Britain.
Yeah.
The guy with the curly hair, Joe Wicks, is it?
Joe, oh, the guy that was doing all the like workout stuff during lockdown. Yeah, Joe Wicks. Well,
that's the most.
Think.
Well, yeah. Whatever his name.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing.
No.
Not 1 ounce of advice from the government about looking after your health.
No.
It's always been about stopping COVID.
Yeah. Go and get your vaccines. You know? Not look after your body. Go and get your vaccines. Go and pump your body. Go and pump your body with this vaccine that can't even stop you from catching COVID. It's laughable almost, mate, you know? Because there'll be people out there, bro, that go and take the vaccine, get ill, and go, fucking hell, why am I ill? Well, I'll tell you why you're ill, darlings, because it was never promised. I'll tell you why you're ill, mate, because it was never promised that you couldn't get ill. And that's the fascinating thing. People going on and on about people that don't have vaccines or people that are anti-vaccine are really selfish. Love, you can still... catch COVID. They're trying to say, oh yeah, but there's a less percentage of me getting it and blah blah blah. Okay, great, whatever you believe, but if you can still catch it, if you can still be a carrier, if you can still make those ill around you. And this is the thing, mate, like with anything, if you're ill and you're around someone that's got a weak immune system, you could still knock them out potentially. Even if you've got a cold and you pass that to someone on, they can still catch pneumonia. They can still get ill from it. That's a part of life. You're going to get ill and you're going to pass it on to others. That is a part of life unless you stay in your house and never come out of it. It's a part of life. Life cannot be on hold forever. People literally, mate, don't want to come out their asses, Lars, until there's no reported cases and no one dies. That's not life. I'm sorry. That's not life. That's not life. Because I know a lot of people close to me that have got really ill. Got really, really ill. So it's not even like I'm saying this because no one in my family has been affected. Many people have. You know? Nothing to do with that. It's to do with, I know the reality of life. You know? Life isn't all good, mate. It's not all positives. People get ill. People pass away. It's a part of life. That's it. But if you want to raise your kids to bloody every single time someone in class gets a little bit poorly or a sign or a cough and they isolate from school for 10 days, if you want to be in a world that's like that, we aren't the same because that's fucking ridiculous. A child has a cold or a cough. You know how dirty kids are. And they're isolating for 10 days. They're missing 10 days of school because one of them probably ate fucking mud. So what? Man, oh man, lads. So, for me, mate, it'll just be really interesting to see just how busy things are and how naturally people fall back into what they were like before in terms of, like, I don't know, just, I assume people are just going to fall straight back into it, especially younger people, but I don't know, is it going to be weird, mate? I don't know. Is it going to be weird? Is it going to be that little bit of hesitation? I can't see there being, because I just feel, I think people, I mean, for me, it's like Christmas, you know? Next weekend, when we do this podcast, I feel like it'll be like Christmas.
Yeah.
I just feel like people, because it's natural human nature, mixing, vibing, dancing. It's just not, it's things we've done since the beginning of time. It doesn't matter what time period. People have always found a way to dance.
I just worry for the group of people that have been brainwashed by the media as to now they have to be uber careful about where they are. And yeah, like you say, if you do have pre-existing conditions and stuff like that, yeah, you have to be careful anyway. You should have always been careful.
Of course.
With your health, with going out, with mixing with people.
Of course.
But...
Of course.
Yeah, there's going to be a group of people out there that don't and are still isolated out of the fear of what the media's been put into when, like you say, it's always been a reality. But what you've got two options. You can live inside or get your kids to live inside and have that kind of life, or you can just...
That's it. That's
look it. After your body, do the best you can and get out of there.
But, bro, that's the thing, isn't it? The decisions, your options. Your options are live your life or don't. There's no third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Your options are live your life or put your life on hold. But that's what meant to people not understand, Laz, how the fragility of our lives. Do people not understand? I could literally walk out of here, trip over, whack my head and die. Do people not get that? And I know that's morbid, but that's our reality. Do people not get that, like, anything? You wake up one fucking morning, roll out of bed, wipe your head, done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Slip in the shower.
Slip in the shower, eat fucking Rice Krispies, choke, die, done. And part of it is fucking humour to it, Lars, but that's the reality. As people, as a race, we're not that fucking great. We're not strong. We're not strong.
Very weak.
You know what I mean? We're not fucking strong. Fuck worrying about the virus. I'm worrying about fucking choking on my favourite food. That's the reality. I could die eating rice and peas.
What a way.
I brought that. It's not the best.
It's not a thing.
That's not a thing. No, it is a thing. You could. You could die eating your favourite food. Like, and I'm laughing about it. Because of the like the ridiculousness of it, listen, but it's
been
true.
16 months of her life that, regardless of the reasons and how serious they are, look how much we've missed.
I know.
Just be careful. Look after your body. Eat well. Do some exercise. If you've got existing conditions, I get it. Look after yourself even more. Be careful, but you know, for those of us who haven't. There has to be a point where we can get back to it. I mean, look at like the younger age groups, like kids that have turned 18 throughout this, or like just relationships, weddings, celebrations.
100%. Well, we went to a wedding last week, didn't we? And what was, yeah, it was good in that, but you could still, I don't know if you noticed, but there were still a few people that were just sort
it's like
of, you
filtered,
know.
Filtered, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like there's still some people still that are
couldn't
like,
enjoy themselves, yeah. didn't feel comfortable enough to get up and dance. And as you said, I hope that's not just completely just.
That's why I don't really want to go away yet. Because I'm just like, where? I can see that. You know, it's not about booking. Go away, but for a bit.
Yeah, but I can just
feel that vibe still.
I hear you. But, Laz, with what the government have done, that vibe, unfortunately, might always be there. Might never go away. This is going to affect people, bro, for years, because there's people out there that have obviously got really unlucky and probably lost a few family members, and instead of linking it to other illnesses and diseases that they obviously had, they'll say, no, they were taken away from him because of COVID. Do you see what I'm saying? That's simply just not true. But that's how they'll look at it. You know? I had mates, grandparents that passed away from, like, dementia and stuff, And it was, obviously it was getting put down as COVID. And luckily for them, they know, look, he had a really bad illness and that's why he actually passed away. But there's other people who won't look at it like that. There's other people that are saying, no, his life was cut short because of COVID. And that just ain't the reality, you know? People are really acting now as though, like, if you pass away, it's COVID, and that's scary, mate, you know? Mm. But as you said, bro, brainwashing's a thing, and I didn't really see the extent of it until we were in COVID, and I thought, really? Mm. Like, there's still people that think the government have handled this situation great, and that, to me, is frightening. Like, I've never really been massively into politics, but it would not take a genius to work out the government have been shite, like... Seriously? Like, people are still like, oh, sending you all the love in the world, Boris. You're doing a great job. Keep going. What? Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, like, what are you, where have you been? Like, what? You're doing a great job. Keep going. Keep going with what? But yeah, I think what they've created, mate, is just a massive divide. And I think you'll see that divide next week. People that are getting on with their lives and the people that aren't, you know, because you'll see it. You'll see it. And that's the thing that scares me, bro. Seeing comments from people saying, oh, no, it's too early. We should be in this for at least another year. And I'm thinking, what the fuck are you on? Are you crazy? Another year? Another year till things settle down. What?
It's one thing, like health and stuff and everything else, but... Another massive thing is the economy and mental health, isn't it? It's like,
oh my God, Lars, end of a year.
Two massive contributing factors that will ruin our health. Money and mental health.
Mate, I can't... These people that are saying another year and whatever and blah, 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 I'd love to know how they're living. I'd love to know how they're living. They must have like a built-in bar, theme park... Restaurant in the back of the garden.
Some people don't do a lot, innit?
Bro, but it's not about Atlas. It's about everyone. Surely people, almost everyone travels, Lars. Almost everyone wants to go on holiday. Almost everyone wants to just go shopping without having to wear a mask on. It's for me, bro, it's not about necessarily the going out and the clubbing. It's about you don't want to go on holiday. And again, not just abroad, just on holiday.
Yeah.
Somewhere in England without having to wear a mask, without having to fucking check into somewhere.
It's not inside your home or at your work.
Yeah. Jesus, what? You don't want to return to work. You don't want to be around people having a good time. I get people being content, mate, with their lives, but there are so many things we've just got taken away from us and you don't even fucking realise. Tracking and tracing into every establishment you go in. Fucking give me a break. You're fine with doing that for another year. Mate, people are crazy, man. People are mad. Like, I didn't realize how much people follow the news. You know, I didn't realize how much people would like use that as like their guide to living their lives. Like, if it's on the news, that's what I'm going to be doing. I didn't understand that. You know, I always thought, yeah, there's going to be a few people that sit there and they watch it every night and whatever. But I didn't understand how many people actually that's where they go for their reliable information, the news. In their heads, that's where they can trust. Yeah. They wouldn't lie to me. Really? That's your reliable source? Jesus Christ. Nah. Not for me, mate. I would take the risk of getting ill and getting poorly and whatever, but the truth is that's the risk anyway. That's what we do every day. I take the risk. You know, all of our days are numbered, bro. All of our days are numbered. Whether the world's open or not open. And that's the beautiful thing about it, Lars. People think being in lockdown, you still can't get ill. You still can't get ill. And that's what fascinates me. If being in lockdown meant no one was getting ill, why was people still getting ill during lockdown? When nothing was open, people were still getting ill. Because the world can't stop. You can't shut down work Imagine if every single workplace in the world was shut down. It can't happen. If every single shop was shut down. It can't happen. And people are saying, oh yeah, well, we should have went into full-on lockdown. How? How? Yeah. Every single warehouse in the country going to be shut down. Every single shop, every single butcher's. How?
Yeah.
We will never be able to go into a full lockdown. How can we do that?
And it's the long-term toll it takes on people as well.
Jesus Christ.
Like some of my clients are still recovering from it. From the earlier stages, from when, you know, the major logistics and like warehouse companies were closed down.
Yeah.
Now, still waiting for those products to be made in the factories from when they were closed almost a year ago. It's like...
No, but that's what makes me laugh, Loss. People don't know about full-on lockdown. Who the hell do they think it is delivering their shopping to them? Yeah. Delivering their clothes. Delivering their letters. Do you see what I'm saying? All these people that are still out working, delivering the stuff you need. Yeah, you're locked down, but they're not fucking locked down, are they? How can everyone go on lockdown? The news you watch every bloody day. They're not doing it from home in the pants, are they? They're going into a studio around people, clocking in, clocking out every bloody day. When lockdown first started, mate, I was going to work in a bloody warehouse with thousands of fucking people. You can't just lock the world down. People say it so simply. Yeah, well, we should still be in lockdown. Could you imagine if everything was locked down? It's like people sometimes, I think people are in such reality, man. That's not for how long. Like people would have to live like this, bro, for 10 years, happily. Happily would live like this for 10 years. My word, man. Come on.
Let him.
Oh, 100%, mate. And this is the thing with me. If you want to do that, it's not going to have my ideas. You ain't going to stop me from doing what I want to do. And I'm not going to come to your ass begging for you to come out. If you want to stay in your ass, stay in your bloody ass. That's fine. For you to do, it's your right. You live your life in what way you choose. You know? Each to their bloody own. And again, as I've said, you'll see. You'll see from tomorrow onwards, mate. Who's doing what? But if you think, mate, I'm gonna let my 20s just waste away, and not even just about my 20s, because I'd feel the exact same as I was 30, 40. I can't just let my life waste away. I can't. Time isn't something we have. It's not something we have. I'd love to be guaranteed, yeah, we stay in the lockdown for another year, and then life's going to be all roses and rainbows and unicorns. We haven't got that. We have now, today, hopefully I'll have tomorrow, in which I'll be drinking. Hopefully I'll have Tuesday, in which I'll be drinking. Hopefully I'll have Wednesday. Wednesday's rest day. Let me move on to Thursday. I'll have one or two Thursday. Then Friday, 9 or 10. Saturday. Let's not talk about Saturday. Saturday could get messy. And then boom, it's Sunday again and we're here again. But I want to live, God damn it. I want to live. I want to go out. I want to hug people. I want to dance with people. I want to see Lawrence doing the worm on the sticky floor. Okay? Because let me tell you, we ain't scared of COVID. We've breakdanced on some sticky floors. Okay? We've been in some dirty places, man. COVID's the least of my worries. You know? You think about what's on that bloody floor, lads, when you're doing the worm. Yeah? COVID's the least of your bloody worries. Jesus wept.
Out of everything, though, I just hope people look after themselves as best they can. Just really, like... And I know some people you can't change. They have to change themselves, but...
That's the problem.
Just that reminder, because the government's not going to do it. And the government want you to live a way that they want people to live, not the way you want to live.
Mm.
Everyone thinks like the government's got your best interests at heart. It's absolutely not.
Mm.
Everything. Every decision.
I know, bro. But as you said at the start of that, I just hope people are looking after themselves. Staying in your house, being scared to come out, isn't looking after yourself.
Mm. No.
physically, you might feel as though you're taking care of yourself, you stayed in, whatever, you're not mixing with people, but mentally, you're not looking after yourself. Mm. Having no human contact, it's not looking after yourself. Not seeing your family and friends out of fear, it's not looking after yourself. Mm. It isn't. And people can disagree with me on this, but that isn't looking after yourself. Being scared to come out. It's not looking after yourself, brother. It's not looking after yourself. And of course, I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to do stuff they're comfortable with. But it can only be so long. You have to eventually fight against the fear. I've had people that say they don't feel comfortable enough to come out. And I've said, you know what? Fair enough. That's your choice. But that can't go on forever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be having those same conversations with people in a year. Oh, I still don't feel comfortable enough to come out in 2 years. What? So you know what? I've not seen you for 2 years because of what? Because of the potential to get poorly. Like, that's not been a factor for the last 25 years. That's what I mean, man. Being alive is a risk, bro. You can catch anything at any time. None of us are special. Mm. You know, none of us are above getting ill. Does it matter how rich you are, how poor you are? You get an illness and you can die. Anyone, any day. That's it. And that's the reality. And that's what the last year and a half taught me. We're not promised nothing. So I want to go out and live, make as many memories as I can until it's my time to go. Then it'll be my funeral. We'll be serving Jamaican food and chocolate gatto, because I really like chocolate gatto. There won't be a cake at my funeral. There's going to be a chocolate gatto.
Do you normally have cakes at funerals?
I will be having one at mine. That's fair enough. Why not, Loss? I feel like at funerals, why shouldn't we have cakes? Do you know what I mean? So what? Serve some cake.
Cake person.
Huh? I'm not a massive cake person. But I do like a chocolate gatto. You know?
I do like a trifle.
Yeah, you seem like a trifle guy. I'm not big on trifle, bro. I don't like jelly large.
When you say I'm a trifle guy, what does it mean?
Because I could imagine you whipping one up. I imagine you could make one and then eat it. I just feel like you're the guy that could turn up to a party with a homemade trifle. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like you got that in your locker. I made a trifle, guys. Everyone goes mad over it. Oh, Lawrence made a trifle. I'm in the back fuming, not smiling.
Eating your chocolate gatto.
Yeah, because I brought a fucking Asda chocolate gatto. And you turn up and try and one-up me, as per usual.
Yeah, but it's got a brandy in it.
That's worse. Now everyone's even more happy because, oh, Lawrence puts alcohol in his. And then everyone wants to talk to you about your recipe. No one wants to talk to me about my gatto recipe because I didn't make it.
Chocolate flakes.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. And I'd pipe the cream on, I wouldn't just layer it.
Yeah. And then I leave. And it'd be one of them where we've maybe not seen each other in a couple of years. And you go, Jacob, how are you? Yeah. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just heading out.
Oh, mate, you want to catch up?
Soon, mate. I've got your details. Enjoy the party. And then as soon as I'm out the door, I go, oh, fucking can't stand that dickhead with his trifle. And my missus is like, what's the problem with you two? Oh, we had a podcast once. We fell out. Nah, I'll be right behind you, bro. I'll be right behind you taking credit for it. Yeah, I helped him. I helped him make trifle. I did. I got the brandy. But my friend, the world's opening back up. Don't know for how long, but we're going to make the most of it this week and have some fun, reminisce, and do what we do best. Entertain.
Where's the first place we're going
to
go?
Nope. New. Well, to be fair, I actually do want to sort of. I might nip to the Loco tomorrow, have a cocktail.
Okay.
No, just because. No, I mean, first place we're going to go in terms of, bro, like local, not club. I thought you meant nightclub then. I mean, just first place. Because you got to understand, bro, even from like tomorrow, bro, there's. You know what I mean? You'll be able to just get up and there won't be anything. So, I don't know. It's up to you. But I'm just thinking they're going to be open tomorrow night and it'll just be nice to just. It's almost like just I want to see it with my own eyes, like just to know it's real. Just to go there, literally, I'm just going to walk around for 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretend to be picking a table.
La la la, no one can stop me. I am dancing, bloop, 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 and then leave. Do you know what I mean?
The guy waitress just comes with the drinks, like, where is this guy?
Yeah, just literally just sit in the middle of that slot. No one saying anything to me. You know what I mean?
Security, you can't do it. Blah.
I'm dancing.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yeah. And then just leave, just to say I've done it. You know, I've gone out, I've danced. Yeah, but yeah, probably there, mate. Probably there. Or just, I don't know, just go somewhere just to see it. Just to know it's real, you know? Just to know it's real life, baby.
Well, we got Manchester away today.
Yes. Yes, we do. We do have Manchester on Wednesday. That is a fact, my friend. But yeah, just be nice.
We haven't bought the hotel yet.
I don't even know what I'm doing, lads, to be honest. I don't know what I'm doing. It's a Wednesday. I don't know what I'm doing. You know?
I just realised we're still doing the podcast.
I still can't believe it's that, but yeah, but hey. Guys, if you're going out this week, be safe. If you're staying in, I still hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you choose to do. At the end of the day, it's about us all being happy with our own choices, and I hope you're happy with your own choices. For those of you that are out, there'll be a hug waiting for you. Well, there'll be a hug waiting for you if I like everyone. You and you're pretty. I'm not going to hug everyone because, you know, some of you I don't like and some of you don't deserve a hug. But, yeah, for those of you I like, you know, and the pretty ones, you would be getting a hug. Yeah. But for those of you I didn't like before COVID, I want you to know I still don't like you and there will still be no hug. You might get a nod of like, you know, hello. But that's it. So
I might start a kissing booth.
I don't think you should do that.
Why?
Because are you going to charge people or is it for free?
No, I charge them.
So let me get this straight. They're paying you to kiss them.
Yes.
They're paying you for you to kiss them.
Yeah. But it all goes to charity.
But you just get to kiss whoever you want.
Yeah.
But what if guys come up to the booth? There's a hole in your plan. You need really to think about it, kissing
booth. It's for charity at the end of the day.
Oh, well, you heard it here first, guys. Kissing booth next Saturday, Burton Town Centre. Be there or be square.
Be square.
Me and Lawrence are going to go and make a trifle. So,
yeah.
Thank you for listening, tuning in. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy the reopening of the world. And, yeah, that's it from me, Lawrence.
Well said. Well said, my noble steed. Yeah. Look after yourselves, boys and girls. And enjoy the world. It's the end of the world.
As we know it. End of the world. As we know it.
My safety. My safety. My safety.